Biden's Deputies to Expand Migrant Inflow as Title 42 Ends, by Neil Monroe on April 27, 2023. President Joe Biden is creating new migration pipelines to extract more workers and more consumers from poor countries for jobs and homes in the United States, despite the immigration caps set by Congress in 1990. The expansion comes as more than 100 million Americans are suffering from wage declines and housing spikes that have been worsened by Biden's decision to welcome more than 4 million illegal economic migrants across the southern border. That massive inflow is a boon for investors and CEOs, partly because the federal government also spends roughly $150 billion a year to support the nation's fast-growing population of illegal migrants. The harm to family pocketbooks and the upwards wealth transfer is ignored by Democratic and Republican legislators and by the establishment media. Watch, thousands of migrants processed in one U.S. border town in one night. The new pipelines, dubbed regional processing centers, are being marketed as a response to the planned lifting of the Title 42 border barrier on May 11 and as a response to the growing role of cartels in trafficking laborers into the United States. One of the planned pipelines would transfer roughly 60,000 people per year from Colombia and Panama, according to Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. "We hope to expand beyond there," Mayorkas said on April 27. Mayorkas also announced another pipeline to deliver the families of illegal migrants in the United States into Americans' housing and schools. The plan could extract hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions, more migrants from Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and Colombia for use in the U.S. economy. He said he is moving hundreds of officials to the border to legalize more southern migrants as they enter the United States and is moving agency funds to expand the bus lines that distribute migrants to Americans' workplaces and homes. Mayorkas' claim on April 27 that his policy offers carrots and sticks to migrants. "We are building lawful pathways for people to come to the United States without resorting to the smugglers. At the same time, we are imposing consequences on those who do not use those pathways and instead irregularly migrate to our southern border." But his claimed plan is more carrots than sticks. For example, on April 27, he admitted that Mexico will only accept the return of 30,000 rejected migrants each month. And he promised to help migrants use immigration lawyers and to apply for asylum. Mayorkas knows that his claimed strategy has already failed to stem the inflow. In January, Mayorkas announced a carrot-and-stick plan to divert migrants from four countries, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, into supposedly legal paths for 30,000 each month while also promising to deport the migrants from those countries who arrive at the U.S. border. Since then, he has flown tens of thousands of migrants from those four countries into the United States, but many more have trekked into northern Mexico. Mayorkas's deputies are now admitting many of them across the border. The new pipelines will not reduce the overall migrant flow if the U.S. is not willing to enforce its borders and deport migrants back to their home countries, responded Todd Bensman, an author and a field investigator for the Center for Immigration Studies. For example, when the new federal pipelines are filled by approved migrants, the rest of them are just going to bypass the whole process and keep going, Bensman told Breitbart News. In 1990, Congress set immigration caps at roughly 1 million per year and also barred employers from hiring illegal migrants. The inflow was roughly one migrant for every four American births. Since January 2021, Biden and Mayorkas have imported roughly 6 million people via various legal, illegal, and quasi-legal doors in the border. That inflow is roughly three migrants for every four American births. That huge inflow includes 300,000 Ukrainians and more than 100,000 Afghans, along with many Venezuelans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, Cubans, Asians, and Africans, plus Indian workers who arrive legally at airports with the intention of working illegally. In 2002, 258,000 migrants were allowed to cross the southern border as Democrats and business groups slammed President Donald Trump's border policies. Mayorkas repeatedly argues that the United States superpower is helpless to stop the migrations that he has encouraged. For example, on April 21 he claimed, "Desperation is the greatest catalyst for the migration that we are seeing. So the level of desperation would suggest that whatever deterrence we could impose, whether it's a facility or otherwise, will not work alone. So our model is as follows: build lawful pathways, cut out the smugglers who exploit these vulnerable individuals. Build lawful pathways, give individuals an opportunity to reach the United States safely in an orderly way to avail themselves of the humanitarian relief our laws provide. And then deliver a consequence for those who do not avail themselves of those lawful pathways. Whistleblower, federal government facilitating multi-billion dollar child trafficking operation at U.S. border. Mayorkas is a pro-migration zealot who has said his border management is all about achieving equity, which is really the core founding principle of our country. Mayorkas demands imply equity between U.S. citizens and foreign citizens, and he has opened many loopholes for millions of economic migrants to cross into the United States. But he is allied with Wall Street investors who profit from every additional foreign worker, consumer, and renter. On December 13, for example, Mayorkas told El Paso Matters.org, "Our immigration system as a whole is broken. It hasn't been updated or reformed in more than 40 years. We look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the needs at the moment. For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot. We are stuck in antiquated laws that do not meet our current needs. And they haven't been working for many, many years. The new expansion is making legal pathways more much accessible," Secretary of State Tony Blinken said in a Thursday press conference, where the impact on Americans was ignored by officials and the press. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.